The 14th parak starts out with three mishnayos, which continue discussing shchutei chutz. Shchutei chutz, as we mentioned, is if you do the shchit of an animal that should have been a korban inside, or you do the zrika, for example, outside. If it's intentional, there's a chiyuv of kares. If it's not intentional, there's a chiyuv to bring a korban chatas. Mishnah Aleph says as follows: if you bring a para aduma outside, paras chatas shesrafa chutz migita, the paraduma is actually not brought inside of the base of Mikdash, it's brought on Har Hazesim in a special pit for it. So if you didn't bring it in that place, but you brought it outside of the Azara in a different place, that's one example. Or another, v'chein sari ha-mishtalech shikrivu b'chutz, the shir ha-mishtalech on Yom Kippur is supposed to be sent to the Midbar and thrown off a cliff, but you did it somewhere else. Hator on those two, you're not going to be chayev as shchutei chutz. Why? Because they weren't supposed to be done inside the Azara. The Isser of shchutei chutz only applies if you did a korban outside of the Azara that should have been done in the Azara, but these weren't supposed to be done in the Azara at all. Shenemar vel pesach o amed lo heviu, and talking about shchutei chutz, that is the prohibition. You did not bring it into the Azara. Kol she'eno roi lavol pesach o amed in chayavin alav. If it wasn't supposed to be done in the Azara and you did it outside of the Azara, that's not the Isser of shchutei chutz. Mishnah Beis, other examples of when you would not be chayav for shchutei chutz, even if you did it outside, because these are animals that were not worthy to be put on the mizbeach. Haroveya, if somebody have an animal sodomize somebody, v'hanirba, or if somebody sodomized an animal, v'hamuks, if somebody designated an animal for avodah zara, v'haneva, somebody worshipped an animal for avodah zara, v'adnen, if somebody used an animal to pay an harlot for her fee, v'hamechir, if somebody bartered an animal for a dog, v'hakilayim, if you have not a purebred but a hybrid animal, v'hatrefa, that animal is a trefa, it has an internal blemish, for example, that makes it unkosher to be brought as a korban. The yotzei dofen, the animal was born through a C-section. She krivan brachutz. In any one of those examples, if you brought it outside the azara potter, that is not going to be the iser of shchutei chutz or zrika brachutz shenemar, because the pasuk tells us lifnei mishkan Hashem that the prohibition is it's when you have an animal that should have been brought in the mishkan of Hashem. In other words, on the mizbeach inside the azara. However, kol sheino ra'i lavol lifnei mishkan Hashem in chayavin alav, any animal that you could not have brought inside the mishkan on the mizbeach because it was invalid, that is not going to be something that you're chayav if you bring it outside. Now we're going to bring three other examples of animals that are also going to be psulim, but we're going to see a sheet of Rabbi Shimon who was of the view that because certain ones of them can be valid in the future, you're going to have a lo ta'aseh, a negative precept, a law. It's not going to be that you're chayav the classic shchutei chutz, that it's a kares or chatas, but because these animals will be valid at a certain point, he says it's a law, it's a lo ta'aseh. So as follows, category number one, ba'alei mumim, if you have animals that have defects, blemishes, bein ba'alei mumim kfuim, bein ba'alei mulim kovim, whether these are permanent blemishes or they are blemishes that will heal with time. The Tanakami, which is Chachami, say she krivan b'chutz. If you did the hakrava brachutz, that is going to be putter because these animals right now are not fit to be brought inside the Azara on the Mizbeach. If you did it outside, you are going to be putter from shchutei chutz. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, he disagrees. Balei mumin kvuin, putter. I agree when it comes to permanent blemishes because that will never be valid to be brought inside. So if you bring it outside, that's not going to be shchutei chutz, the iser shchutei chutz. However, ba'alei mumim ovrim, when talking about blemishes that will heal with time, ovrim belotase, if you would bring those outside, that would be a lotase. It's not going to be a kares or chatas, but it is going to be a lotase. That is category number one. Category number two, we're going to have the same achlokas. Torim shelo higiyaz manam, if we have turtle doves that are to be offered on the Mizbeach, but they are too young. They haven't reached maturity yet, so they're not kosher to be brought inside. Or if we have pigeons that are too old to be brought inside, and she krivan b'chutz, and somebody brought it outside the Azara, that is going to be putter. That's the chicha of Chachamim, because they're not valid right now to be brought inside. If you bring it outside, that is not going to be the iser of bringing it b'chutz. Rabbi Shimon Omer, as we saw before, b'nei yona sha'avar zmanan, when it comes to the b'nei yona, the pigeons that are too old, Pater. He agrees that if you do that outside, it's going to be Pater, because those are totally invalid to be brought inside. However, when it comes to the Vesorim Shaloh Higiyaz Manam, when it comes to turtle doves that aren't mature enough, if you would simply wait, they would become mature enough accordingly, although they're not valid right now, they will be valid in the future. That is going to be below Taaseh, that's going to be a lav if you bring it Bachutz. And third category of the same Achlokes, Oso Vesbeno, there's a prohibition in the Torah to bring a mother and a child and in the same day as a korban. So if somebody would do that inside, Vaoso Asbino, and also Mechusar Zman, if the animal is not old enough, it has to be a minimum of 8 days old. But if somebody brought it before 8 days and you did it Bachutz, if you brought it outside, it's going to be Pater. That's not going to be the Isser of Bachutz, of bringing, doing the Shchit or the Zrika outside, because they were invalid inside right now. And even if you would wait some time, the Shita of the Chachamim is, it doesn't matter. We just look, would it be valid inside? Then you're going to be Chayiv outside. If it would not be valid inside, you're not going to be Chayiv outside. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he disagrees. Hareza below Taaseh. Again, because it's simply a matter of time. If you would wait on these and then bring it, it would be kosher inside, so you're going to be chayiv outside as well, but it's going to be a low taaseh. It's not going to be the classic shchutei chutz, a kares and chata, sheya Rabbi Shimon Omer, and explaining the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, koshu rav, lavoy la'achar zman, anything that would be valid to be brought, you just have to wait some time, harezeh below taaseh ve'im bo kares, there's still a lav to bring it outside, but it's not going to be a kares or a chatas if done unintentionally. V'chachamim omrim, the sheet of chachamim explaining, kol shein bo kares, ein bo lo taaseh, if it's not kares, if it's not valid to be brought inside and you bring it outside, if there's not a kares, there's not going to be a lo taaseh either. Mishnah Gimel continues, Mechusar Zman. This concept that we saw, that it's premature to bring that animal, this applies Bein Begufo, whether that applies to the animal itself, when it's less than 8 days old, so that is Mechusar Zman, or Bein Bebalav, it also applies if the Baal is bringing it maturely. What does that mean? Ezu Mechusar Zman Bebalav, what are we talking about? That it's too early for the Baal to bring it? So there's certain types of korbanos that the Baal, the owner of the korban, has to wait a certain amount of time in order to bring it. For example, Hazav. The Zav has to wait until the 8th day after he becomes pure in order to bring a korban. The Hazava, also a woman who is a Zava, has to wait the 8 days. The Yoledes has to wait till the 41st day for after having a baby boy, or the 81st day after bringing a baby, having a baby girl. Umetzora also has to wait a certain amount of time, also the 8 days. So in all these examples, these are four categories: the Zav, the Zava, Yoledes, and Metzora. They all have to bring both a Chatas and an Ola. The exception to the rule here is the Metzora, that brings not only a Chatas and Ola, but also an Asham. So in these people, if they shehikrivu chatas sam ve'ashamam bachutz, if they would bring the korban chatas, all of them have to bring a korban chatas, or if they would bring their asham, that's talking about the mitzvah, if they brought it outside the azara before the given time, so they did it too early, in all those situations, they are going to be piturim, they're not going to be chayev on bringing it bachutz, because this is what we're saying, that's mechusar zman, it's too early for them to bring it, they're not going to be valid. How they brought it inside, it's not going to be valid, so if they bring it outside, it's also not going to be valid, so it's going to be putter. However, olo sehem, if any of these four would bring their korban ola early, or the same thing would apply v'shal mehem, for a nazir who has to bring a korban shlamim after his as part of his purification process, if they bought those bachutz, these are going to be different, because when in any of these, when anyone brings an ola or shlamim, that can be brought as well as a nedava. So accordingly, even if these, the zav, zava, etc., even if they brought their ola, but they brought it outside, bachutz, but it's an ola, because the ola could have been brought inside as a korban nedava, they are going to be chayavin if they bring it bachutz. Now we're going to talk about another two categories of animals, korbanos. The first one is somebody does bringing it bachutz, chutei chutz, for example. We're going to talk about halah bachutz. If you do the haktara, you put it on the mizbeach outside, and we're talking about items that indeed would typically be eaten. So had you brought the korban inside and you did it correctly, part of it would be burnt on the mizbeach and part of it would be eaten. And we're talking about what happens if you have the part that should have been eaten inside, but you put it on the mizbeach outside. So the Mishnah says as follows, Hamela bimizar chatas. The basar, the chatas, is supposed to be eaten by the kohanim. So what happens if you put that on the mizbeach outside? Mibsar asham, or the meat of the korban asham, mibsar kodshei kodashim, or the meat of other kodshei kodashim, mibsar kodshei kalim, the meat of kodshei kalim. Umosar Omer, when somebody brings the korban Omer, the kohen brings the korban Omer, the leftover flour from that, he put it on a mizbeach outside the Ezra, Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem is supposed to be eaten on Shavuos by the Kohanim, and somebody put it onto a mizbeach outside the Azara, v'lechem upon him. It's supposed to be eaten, divided by the Kohanim on Shabbos, and somebody put it on the mizbeach outside, v'shiyare menachos, so leftover flour for the korban menachos. In all of these situations, as we will see shortly, it's going to be chutzur, because the somebody is putting on the mizbeach outside something that otherwise would not have been put on the mizbeach. He's putting edible things that would have been eaten on the mizbeach, so that's not the classic Hakrava Bachutz. And another category number two, is if somebody does an action on a korban that is not a gemar avoda. It's not the completion of the bringing of the korban. For example, he's not doing the zrika. The zrika would be the completion of bringing of the korban, but these are not. These are simply actions on the way to completing a korban. Hayotzek. If somebody would add oil to the korban mincha, bolo. Somebody mixes oil into the korban mincha, potet. Somebody breaks certain types of the korban mincha into pieces, hamolev. Somebody puts salt onto the korban mincha or onto another type of korban, vahameiniv. You wave the korban mincha, hamagish. Somebody brings the korban mincha to mizbeach. Amisadar at the shulchan. Somebody organizes the shulchan outside. All this is outside with lechem upon him. Somebody prepares a menorah, but again, it's down outside the Azara. V'hakomet, somebody takes the kamitz of a korban mincha, v'mekabel dami machus, does the kabbalah of the dam. All of these are going to be putter, because this is the second category. These are actions that are not a gmar avoda. They're not the completion of a korban. Ein chayavin alav lo mishum zaros. And in addition, if somebody even would do all of these category two actions, which are not the Gemara Voda, if somebody would do it in the Azara, you also would not be chayiv if it's a Zar that does it, a non-coin that does it, because this is not like doing the Zrika inside the Azara by a Zar. That would be a terrible thing. These are also terrible things, but you wouldn't be chayiv in these situations for a Misa Bidei Shamayim. Typically, if you do a Zar, if a Yisrael would do an Avoda inside the, did do a Zrika, for example, inside the Azara, that's Misa Bidei Shamayim. But if he did one of these category number twos that are not a Gemara Avoda, there would be no Misa Bidei Shamayim. And even if a coin did it inside the Azara, v'lo mishum tuma, and he was Tameh, typically if you do a Gemara Avoda Tameh, that would be Misa Bidei Shamayim, but these were not, because it's not a Gemara, v'lo mishum mechusar begadim. If a kohen did it inside the Azara and he wasn't wearing the proper clothing, v'lo mishum mechusar yadayim v'raglayim, and also you wouldn't be chayav Mita Bidei Shamayim if he didn't wash his hands and his feet, because again, category number two, they're not a Gemara Avoda. Mishnah Dalet, we have been talking a lot about Shchutei Chutz, and when you chayv, if you do it outside the Azara. But truth be told, there were times in our history that it was permitted to bring korbanos outside of the Mishkan or outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Now we're talking about, it's from Mishnah Dalet, and it's actually going to go for a number of Mishnayos. We're going to talk about historically, when was it permitted to bring korbanos outside of the Mishkan, and when was it not? So the Mishnah says as follows, Mishnah Dalet, Ad Shaloh Hu Kam Mishkan, when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, but they had not yet built the Mishkan, Hayu Habon, Mos Mutaros, Va'avoda Bebechoros. The Bamos, which means personal altars, you were permitted to bring your own Karbanos outside. There was no Mishkan yet, so you can bring it on your own Bama. And in addition, the Avoda was done by the firstborn children. It wasn't done by the Kohanim. They were the Kohanim. They were the original Kohanim. Mishkan, once the Mishkan was built in the Midbar, Nesru Abamos, it was not permitted to bring your Kabanas outside the Mishkan. You could only bring it in the Mishkan. Va'avoda b'Kohanim, and that's when it reverted to all the Avoda in the Mishkan was done by the Kohanim and not by the Bechors. And at that point, when the Mishkan was in the Midbar, Kodshei Kodashim Ne'achalim Lifnim Ne'akalayim, the Kodshei Kodashim had to be eaten within the curtains around the courtyard of the Mishkan, and Kodshei Kalim B'chol Machane Yisrael, the Kodshei Kalim could be eaten where all the tribes were, all throughout the Machane Yisrael. Mishnehe Ba'ula Gilgal, when Yeshua brought Klal Yisrael into Gilgal, they entered Eretz Yisrael, and they built the Mishkan there. It stayed there for 14 years, V'chutru Abamos. At that time, despite the fact that there was a Mishkan it was permitted to have your own bama. So we see here, it wasn't the same status as the Mishkan in the Midbar. It was a lower status. It was called a bama gedola. It wasn't per se called the Mizbeach, the bama gedola, because bamas, personal bamas, the bamas of Yachid were permitted as well. So Baala Gilgal, they got into Gilgal, v'chutra bamas. It was permitted to bring certain karbanas on personal bamas outside of the Mishkan. Kodshe kodashim nechalim lifnim min akalayim and kodshe kodashim, that had to be eaten within the compound of the Mishkan. But kodshe kalim b'chomakam, just like you could have your personal bamas and bring kodshe kalim other places, you could eat the kodshe kalim throughout Eretz Yisrael as well. Mishnah Vav, continuing the history, Baal l'Shiloh. So after Gilgal, the Mishkan was relocated to Shiloh, where it stayed for 369 years. And at that point, Ne'esru HaBamos, just like we had in the Midbar, when we had the Mishkan and Shiloh, Bamos were not permitted. All Korbanos had to be brought only in the Mishkan and Shiloh. Lo Hayasham Tikra, and the structure of it was such that there was no solid roof on it. That was just like the Mishkan was when it was in the Midbar. Ela Baishal Avanim Milama, that's not like it didn't have a hard roof. Excuse me, it did not have a hard roof, just like when the Mishkan in the Midbar. But it was different in the sense that Ela Baishal Avanim Milamatan V'Yiruat Milamalan. It did have a stone structure to it, except on the top. So that was different from the Mishkan, which was made of the sockets and the poles. But however, it was the same on the top, that it had the curtain. The Yiriyah was the same as the curtain on the original Mishkan. V'hi Haisa Menucha. There's a pasuk that says as follows: Ki lo batem ad ata el hamenucha vel anachala. This is talking about when our bamos permitted. When you get to the land of Israel, it's permitted except when you are in Menucha and Nachala. Menucha, Chazal tell us, is Shiloh, and Nachala is Yerushalayim. So bamos are permitted unless you're in Shiloh and Yerushalayim. So here we're talking about when we're in Shiloh. Bamos were not permitted because the pasuk tells us you're not allowed to bamos chute shchus. Is prohibited when you're in Shiloh. Kodshei Kodashim, Nechalim, Fnim, and Kalayim, and when the Kodshei Kodashim, when they were in Shiloh, again, it had to be eaten within the confines of the Mishkan. Kodshei Kalim, Umayser Sheni B'chol Aroi, Kodshei Kalim, as long as you could see Shiloh, or another Shita that was as long as you can see the Mizbeach in the Mishkan in Shiloh, and also now there was a Chi of Umayser Sheni, so Umayser Sheni also had to be eaten only when you could see either Shiloh itself or the Mizbeach inside the Mishkan, or see the Mishkan. Mishnah Zion, after Shiloh was destroyed by the Plishtim, Ba'u Lenov, they relocated. The Mishkan was eventually built in Nov. It stayed there for 13 years until it was destroyed in the time of Shaul. Then it was put into Givon for 44 years. At that point, again, this is going to be similar to Gilgal, Hutru HaBamos. So that is a time that Bamos were permitted. So although we had a Mishkan, but it was called the Bama Gedola and Bamos Ketanos, or the Bamos Ayachid, were permitted as well. Kodshei Kadashim, Nechalim V'nim Kalayim, is again, the Kodshei Kadashim had to be eaten within the confines of the Mishkan itself. Kodshim Kalim B'chol Ara Yisrael, the Kodshei Kalim could be eaten throughout the land of Israel. Mishnah Ches, thereafterward, Baal Yerushalayim. The Mishkan was now moved, and it was now the Beis HaMikdash. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, Nasru HaBamos, and now again, the Bamos were prohibited, Lo Hayah Lahem Od Heter, and now Bamos, bringing Karbanos outside the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, would never be permitted again. V'haisa Nachala, and as we mentioned in the pasuk before, Ki Lo Batam Arata Elam Nucha Leval Nachala, when it says Nachala, this is talking about Yerushalayim, and now there's no more Heter Bamos outside of having the Beis HaMikdash. Kodshei Kadashim, Nechalim Lifnim in Akalayim, the Kodshei Kadashim, eaten within the confines of the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Kodshei Kalim, Umayser Sheni Lifnim Achamin Achaman, Kodshei Kalim and Umayser Sheni, eaten throughout the old city of Yerushalayim. There was only Yerushalayim at that time, though. There was no old city. It was Yerushalayim within the confines of the wall. Mishnah Tes, Kol HaKodshim Shigdishan Bishas Isur Bamos, any of the Kodshim, any of the Karbanos that you were Makdish at the time, that there was an Isur of Bamos. The Hikrivan Bishat Isur Bamos, and you also were Makriv, you brought it outside when it was prohibited as well. For example, somebody at the time that they were in Shiloh, I Makdish this animal to bring as a Korban, and I also the Hikrivan, and you also brought it at the time of Isur Bamos, and he did it Bachutz, and he brought it outside. Hare Elu Ba'aseh V'lo Taseh V'chayavim Alayim Karas 3. basic Isurim. The classic one we've been talking about, because he's bringing Bachutz when it has to be inside, is the Kares. As we said, if it's intentional, it's a Kares. If it's not intentional, it's a Korban Chatas. But in addition to this, and we're using the Bartanura's second explanation, there was also an Aseh and a Lot Aseh that were violated. The Aseh is the Pasuk says, Vayevium LaHashem, that you have to bring the Korbanas to Hashem, and this person is bringing it outside of the Mishkan, and also the Lot Aseh that he's violating is Hishama L'chapen Ta'ale Olasecha. Be careful. This is a lab. Don't bring your korban outside of where it should be brought. So somebody who was makdish his korban at the time that you couldn't have bamos, and he was also makrivit, he violates the aseh, the lot aseh, and also kares if he did it intentionally, because he brought it outside. He was makriv outside of the mishkan. Now we're going to have two more scenarios. How about if he's hikdishan bishat heter abamos? What happens if he designated? He consecrated that animal to bring it as a korban at the time that it was permitted to bring it outside of the mishkan. For example, when they were in Gilgal, or Nov, or Givon, all those three times that you could bring your korban outside of the mishkan. So he's makdish it at the time that was permitted to bring it on your own bama, but he didn't bring it immediately. He was only makriv it bishas isra bamas when they already moved to Shiloh. So it was Gilgal that he was makdish it, and they moved to Shiloh, and now he's makriv it, but he was makriv it bachutz. So in this situation, areilu ba'aseh v'lota, so you're going to violate the two of the prohibitions, the aseh, because he brought it outside. You're supposed to bring it inside. There's a positive command to bring it inside. And he also violates the lota aseh, because he brought it outside. But vein chayav yimalayim kares, there's going to be no kares, because there's only a kares if you were both makdish and makriv at a time that it was prohibited to have a bama. And the third situation is going to be the reverse of that. Mikdishan bishas isur bamas, if you were makdishit, for example, when they were in Shiloh. In Shiloh, you were not permitted to have your own bama. So he's makdishit in a time that you're not allowed to have your own bama. But vihikrivan bishat heter bama, but he didn't bring it immediately to Shiloh. He waited a little bit, and he was makrivit at the time that you were allowed to have your own bama, because the Mishkan, for example, was already in Nov. In this situation, Hare Elu Ba'aseh, still you violate the Aseh because you waited and you didn't bring that Korban immediately. You should have brought it in Shiloh immediately. You violated the Aseh because you didn't bring it, but because the Hakrav, a bottom line, was done at the time of Shas Heter Bamos, when you brought it Bachus, Ein Behem, you're not going to have Areilu Ba'aseh, the Ein Lapahem B'lotaseh. There's no Lotaseh, and certainly there's not going to be a Kares. Mishnah Yud builds on the concept, as we said, that when Klal Yisrael was in Gilgal and Nov and Givon, we had a Mishkan, but at that time, the Mishkan was called the Bama Gedola, because there was a Heter Abamas. You could bring your own Korbanas, certain Korbanas, outside of the Mishkan. So Mishnah Yud tells us as follows, at the time when there was a Heter Abamas, Eilu Kochim Krevim B'Mishkan, which types of Korbanas, even at that time, were you required to bring it to the Mishkan, and which were you permitted to bring on your own personal bama? So we're going to have two categories that were required only to be brought in the Mishkan. Number one was kochim shehukdashu l'mishkan, those kochim that were designated, sanctified to bring in the Mishkan. What are those? Korbanos tzibur kreivim b'mishkan. The korbanos of the tzibur had to be brought only in the Mishkan, not outside the Mishkan. However, for korbanos hayachid b'bama, if it was a personal korban of your own personal korban, then you can bring it on your personal bama outside of the Mishkan. And category number two that had to be brought in the Mishkan, even if it was a korban of a yachid, an individual is bringing it, but he committed to bring it inside the Mishkan. So korbanas hayachid shehukdashu l'mishkan yikrivu b'mishkan. It's a korban of the yachid, but the person said, I'm going to bring it in the Mishkan. He's obligated to bring it in the Mishkan. Bim hikrivu b'bama, if he violated his oath to bring it in the Mishkan, he brought it on his personal bama outside the Mishkan, it's going to be potter from shchutei chutz, because there's still a heter of shchutei chutz. He violated his oath. His oath was to bring it inside the Mishkan, but it's not the iser of shchutei chutz. Ma bein bamas yachid l'bamas tzibur. Now we're going to go through another a whole litany of items that were different at the time that there was a heter bamos. What was the difference between the korbanos that were brought inside the Mishkan and those that were brought on the bama? So ma bein bamas yachid lebamas tzibur, what's the difference of an individual's bama outside the Mishkan and the bama tzibur is the Mishkan itself. So one example, these are going to be the less smicha. Number one is you have to do smicha on the korban in the Mishkan, but not outside the Mishkan. Shchita tzafon. If you're bringing kodshei kodash Kedoshim, you have to do have the shechita in the north part of the Azara in the Mishkan. That did not apply on a personal bama. Umatan Savi, when somebody was bringing a shlamim and an orla, ola, you had to do the zrika on two corners and that spread onto four of the walls. That did not apply on a bama of an individual, a tnufa. You have to do the korban mincha, you have to wave it, v'agasha, you have to bring it to the mizbeach. All these apply only in the Mishkan, not outside the Mishkan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein mincha bebama. Rabbi Yehuda has a view, and this is the machlok, is how to understand Rabbi Yehuda, but we'll go with the Mishnah Lamelach, that this means that in a bama, of a personal bama, you can't even bring a korban mincha at all. Other differences between bringing the korban in the Mishkan and a personal bama, the chichun, if you're bringing it in the Mishkan, it has to be done by a kohen, it'll be gdei shares, you have to be wearing the proper vestment, the proper clothing of the kohanim, klisharis, and it has to be done in the special kelim of the base of mikdash, v'reach nichoach, and if it's brought in the mishkan, it has to be put onto the mizbeach raw, as opposed to if you have your own personal bama, you could roast it first off of your bama and then put it on the bama, umechitzas bedamim, and the mizbeach in the mishkan had to have a chuta sikra in the middle of the mizbeach that would divide up the top and the bottom of the mizbeach with zrikas above and below. But on your personal bama, you don't have a divider, a chuta sikra between the top and the bottom of the mizbeach. Berichus yadayim v'raglayim, and whenever you did the avoda inside the mishkan, the kohen would have to wash his hands and his feet. That was not required when bringing a korban outside of the mishkan on a bama ktana. But parallels that did apply both if you bring your korban inside the mishkan and outside when there was a heter abamos aval hazman. This is zman is if somebody had a pigul thought. So when he's doing an avoda on the korban, he thinks I'm going to do the zrika, for example, at the improper time, or I'm going to eat at the improper time. That will be a psul whether the korban is brought inside the mishkan or outside. The hanosar, if you didn't eat the meat within the allotted time, that is nosar. And Bahatame, and a Tame, somebody who is impure, being makrivit, that is going to apply Shavim Bezah Bezah. These are going to be problematic, whether inside the Mishkan or whether the korban is brought on a personal bama outside the Mishkan.